ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. And there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. 'Twas at the old time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart. I'm glad my sins are gone. And there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, there in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. And when Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, my sins are gone. For you got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad. Oh, come on, let's sing. Oh, yes, there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. And I'm living now for Jesus. I'm happy night and day because my sins are gone. And my soul is filled with music. With all my heart I say, I know my sins are gone. For they're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God. On that third verse. And when Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, my sins are gone. For you got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad my sins are gone. Oh, they're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Oh yes, they're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. They're in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone.
Are your sins gone? Are your sins gone? Have you took care of them at the cross? At the cross. Nowhere but Calvary. Nowhere but the cross. Nowhere but the cross. What a joy. What a joy to come to you today with this telecast, broadcast, all over radio land, all over internet, all over Facebook, everywhere I can get my hands on. I'm trying to tell the story. I'm trying to preach the gospel. I'm trying to hold up the beauty of the Holy Bible. Do you love the Bible? Do you really love the Word of God? Do you love it enough to search it and dig through it and quote it and meditate upon it day and night? Oh, that's what the Bible is all about. Well, great broadcast. And we really got to get in the middle of it. The great bridal celebration. The great bridal celebration. Celebration. Now on Facebook, there are 8 or 9 things I've listed that the great bridal celebration represents. And the first one I want to tell you, and you better remember this one, it's going to be in the Father's house. Who ever heard of the wedding celebration being at the bridegroom's house. At the bride's house. It's always at the bridegroom's house. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's going to be at the Father's house. Do you hear me? It's going to be at the Father's house, the great celebration. Now, my dear friend, I want us today to dig in to the truth of this great celebration. I want you to learn some things you'll never forget. You've got people saying the bridal celebration is going to be on the earth. Come on the earth? No way. See, the only way they can believe that if they don't believe in the pre-trib rapture. That's the only way they can think the bridal celebration. I guess that's the only way. I'm not really sure because there's so many crazy ideas out there anymore. I can't keep up with all of them. I can't keep up with all the little intricate things about all of them. It's impossible because everybody and somebody every day has got some new twist and some new idea. Well, let me tell you, the Bible has it plain and clear. The Bible has it plain and clear. That bridal celebration is going to be in the Father's house. Now, you hear me. It's going to be in the Father's house. Now, let me tell you what Jesus said in St. John 14:1. Listen to this. Let not your heart be troubled. Excuse me. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go, Jesus said, to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and get you and carry you to be with me. And where I am, there you shall ever be. Now, that settles where the bridal celebration is going to be. It's going to be in the place he has prepared. Now, listen to me. The bridal, I don't know why my nose started itching, but the bridal celebration is a 7-year event. It goes on the whole 7 years that the tribulation is going on down here. You can no more separate and divide that bridal celebration into a half of 7 years. It's impossible. It's impossible. Bible truth never, never gets all confused and concocted. No. It's just plain as it can be. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. He didn't just go prepare a city for us. He went to prepare a place for us to have a celebration with him. That's all in the promise. It's clear as a bell. I go to prepare a place for you. In that great city of New Jerusalem, there is a banquet hall big enough for the multitudes. It's probably several miles square. And it's just a great banquet hall where all the saints of 6,000 years can gather. There'll be the bridegroom. There'll be the bride. There'll be guests of the bridegroom. There'll be guests of the bride. Oh, it will be a marvelous affair. I wouldn't miss it for the world. You know the story. You know the story in the book of Matthew chapter 25 of the 10 virgins. And the bridegroom came and only 5 of those virgins were ready to go into the Father's house. Well, it's just clear. I love that. And we're going to get in the middle of it today. I hope you will ask me all the questions we got time to be asked because it is exciting. Well, let's first go to the Bible. Are you looking forward to the marriage supper? Are you looking forward to that bridal celebration? How many of you love a wedding? I love a wedding. I really do. A beautiful wedding of saintly people, a young man, a young lady that both belong to Christ. They look pure and holy. They don't look like a bunch of streetwalkers when they walk into the sanctuary for the wedding. I can't stand weddings where they have no respect for decency and morality and decorum. You know, no way. It's going to be a marvelous affair, and I wouldn't miss it for the world. How about you? How many of you plan to be at the marriage celebration? When Jesus Christ united with his bride, hey, it's going to be a marvelous time. Let me read to you. And he said unto them, write, blessed are they. Now, this is a special company. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage of the Lamb. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper. Notice it said supper. Supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto them, these are the true sayings of God. Now, you can't read this, the context of it, and not know it's in heaven. I don't know where somebody How in the world they got it down here, I don't know. Well, you know, I'm not saying they're bad people. I just tell you the devil is producing enough false doctrines to satisfy anybody that's carnal and fleshly and smarty pants and believe they know it all and they're smarter than anybody else. Let me tell you, this Bible has the answer. This Bible is the truth of heaven. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. See, notice we're called. We're called. He comes to get us. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place. See, when you take the Bible at face value, you really don't have much to argue about. You don't have much to trouble yourself about. Just believe the Bible, you know? Just believe the Bible. Well, listen, and he said unto them, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship. And he said unto me, see that thou do it not. I am thy fellow servants and of thy brethren, and have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Let's go back to Matthew 24. We got other scriptures we'll read as we move along. But Matthew 24, and I'm ready for you to go ahead and call. I don't mind. Let's get started early with calls today, because we're talking about an event that I think about everybody in the church has heard a little bit about. I doubt you've heard much, because I haven't heard anybody else preach a sermon on this subject in so long. It's been a long time. And preachers aren't preaching this stuff anymore. To them, it's just stuff. You know, it has little meaning. I'm here to tell you, this whole Bible is the Word of God, and the marriage supper is one incredible time. Listen, and then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and took no oil with, and went forth, to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. They had their vessel. It looked good. It shined. The dress was okay, but there was no oil in the vessel. There was no oil in the vessel. And there was no additional amount of oil in reserve. I mean, they just wasn't ready. And the wise took oil in the vessel with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, the cry was made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all they that were virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. All those virgins. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our vessels, our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Now, you get the picture. This couldn't be on the earth. This had to be following and connected with the rapture of the church, because they're caught up. They're with the Lord, and they go into that reserved chamber, that special place where the wedding is going to be conducted. You're talking about a breathtaking moment. You're talking about something excited. My friend is overwhelming. And afterwards came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he answered and said, verily I say unto you, watch therefore, for you know not what hour, for you know not what day, nor what hour, wherein the Son of Man cometh. Notice, the Son of Man cometh. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling in a far country, who called his own servants and delivered them unto them his goods. Now, we can read on. There's a lot there. And it really is breathtaking. And he goes on to show that those that were lambs and not goats, he put them on the right side, but the goats on the left side. Well, it's a great story. And I'm here to tell you, friend, that marriage supper is about to happen. I'm looking for it any moment. You know, I've really got dedicated to warning the church world and warning the secular world that God is fixing to turn the sun to darkness. I mean, he's going to get this world's attention. Remember when Jesus was crucified? 3 hours, the sun was darkening the whole land. sun was dark and went out. And remember the centurion who said, truly, this must have been the Son of God. The event shook him. The event shook him. That's what is about to happen on this earth. I'm telling you, God is going to get this world's attention. I put on Facebook this morning, Washington is fixing to tremble. Washington is fixing to tremble. The church world is fixing to tremble. You that are unsaved are about to get yourself scared to death. I'm not kidding you. It's going to happen. See, God makes no promise that he don't fulfill. God makes no promise that he don't fulfill. I'll read the promise to you so you know it's as clear as a bell. It could not be clearer. God couldn't say it with plainer language than he said this. I want you to hear it again, and I may read this to you every week for a few weeks in the book of Acts, chapter 2. Let me read to you let me read the right verse here. Acts 2, wrong chapter here. Sorry about it. Acts 2, and I read to you what God says. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see dreams, and your old men shall dream vision. Your young men shall dream dreams, and your old men shall see visions. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out of my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Now listen, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness. Not turned to darkness, turned into darkness. That means the sun's going to go out, friend. The sun's going to become something that completely out of energy, no fire. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. Listen to this now. And notice when? Before the great and noble day of the Lord's come. The Lord's come. Before the noble day of the Lord come. Before the day of the Lord come. Now notice that. Before the day of the Lord, comma, come. Don't really have a comma there, but that's how he's saying it. Before the day of the Lord come. Do you know what the day of the Lord is? It begins with the rapture. It begins with the rapture when Jesus comes for his saints. It doesn't end until you read in Matthew 25 where Jesus gives the kingdom back up to the Father, that the Father might be all in all. We studied that Wednesday night. Put it on CD, and I'm going to give it to you today. A CD of the day of the Lord. That's the title. A CD of the day of the Lord. I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to also give you a different flyer. I'm trying to give these to you because I want to educate you. Notice that. Well, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry. Anyhow, it's one that is so special. I'm not going to be able to change this. I wanted to show it to you, but I can't. I don't have it in the right place for me to show it to you. But it is a picture of the Lord Jesus in the book of Revelation that shows you the order of the church. The order of the church. And I'm going to give that to you. Okay? The church in the book of Revelation. The church in the book of Revelation and the CD. I'm really trying to educate you. I'm trying to get you so acquainted with the book of Revelation that you will get your heart ready to go, because the day and the time of his coming is at the door, at hand. And don't forget now, did I read all of that? I don't believe I did. I want to read another verse. Let me read it to you. And I will show wonders in the heaven above. Then he says, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day. Of the Lord come. Now listen. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. See, he said this is going to happen before the day of the Lord. You say, are you saying this has got to happen before the rapture? No. I would never say anything has got to happen before the rapture. But I'm saying that if the rapture tarries, this is fixing to happen. And it could well happen before the rapture. In fact, I can't expect it to. I don't put order on these things. I'm just waiting for the Lord to fulfill all his word. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. If he turns that sun out like I'm asking him to do, I'm asking for 12 ministers, men of God, women of God, 12 people who are utterly dedicated in prayer to join me believing God to fulfill that promise. Believing God to fulfill that promise. Remember, that's what Daniel did when he read about God promising Jerusalem and Israel to go back to their city after 70 years. Here we are at the time of the end, and I want you to pray with me, God, fulfill your promise here. You said you're going to turn the sun into darkness. We want you to do it. We want you to do it because of the souls that we love, the multitude of unsaved, the multitude of the church world that's forgot about these great truths of the book of Revelation and these great promises of prophecy. We want to awake our church world. We know our church world is on its way to hell at 1,000 miles an hour. We know the false doctrines are taking over the church world. We know that people are no longer preaching the great rapture of the church before the tribulation period. And they're no longer even teaching the millennial reign in most places. They're no longer even teaching the great promises to Israel that God has made, and that all Israel is going to be saved and is going to become the capital of the new world order for 1,000 years. See, they don't believe these great truths. Well, when God sends that great moment that he turns his son off, I promise you, people will take a new look at this Bible. They'll take a new look at what God said was going to happen. Because what God said was going to happen is going to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I want to open the lines now. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Call quickly. You can call the local number 704-391-0588, and then we'll have a toll-free for those out of this district or those that, you know, you just don't want to pay for the phone call yourself. Okay, call our toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And you can even call from other countries, okay? We want you to get this CD, and we want you to get this flyer on the church in the book of Revelation. The church in the book of Revelation. Please call quickly, because I want to really have a great discussion today. The lines are open. I'm ready for your calls. I'm ready to answer your questions. I want to know how many of you are excited about the marriage supper. The marriage supper. He calls it a marriage supper. What a banquet hall that's going to be. What a banquet hall. Can you imagine a table so long you can't see the other end of them? And tables so many, you can't see the other side of the room where the tables are lined up, one line after another. And all of these set with the most delicious food that heaven can prepare. The angels of God, I presume, will be involved. I'm not certain of that, but I would think they will. You're talking about a day like has never been in human history. Really? There's never been a day. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. I'll talk about all of these things. Let me go through these while you're calling. 704-391-0588. Anything you disagree with and you need me to help you understand, I'll try. You say, I just disagree with you. I don't mind hearing you. I'm not your enemy. I'm your friend. I don't mind anybody that's kind and nice, and you know, they want to ask a question. I want to answer your question because I care about you. You are important to me. Now remember, it is going to be in heaven. It's going to be at the Father's house, in the Father's city. Are you listening? In the Father's city. That's where this event is going to be. The city of New Jerusalem. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. He wasn't just talking about a place for us to have a mansion. He's talking about a place for everything he had planned. And he said, I'm coming to get you when I get it all ready. Well, it's ready according to Revelation. And he's coming to get us, I promise you. Now, this banquet will be in the heart, I think, of the city. I think Jerusalem, you know, it's 1,500 miles square and 1,500 miles high. And there's 12 different levels. And I would imagine in the middle, there's probably Antrium, how you say that word? Where it has you can see from the top to the bottom and the bottom to the top. How can you imagine a banquet hall in the middle of this great city? That is the banquet hall where the banquet will be held. Oh, what a day. You say, I don't believe it's going to be that way. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to be wherever the banquet is. I'm going to be in the middle of it by the grace of God. And I want you in the middle of it. And we won't make any big argument. Now, I want to tell you that Jesus said, I go to prepare your place. This place is prepared by the Lord. This banquet hall is not an accident. It's not something that's put together at the last minute. I'm here to tell you, it's already. It's already. Now, Jesus Christ at the end of the celebration will be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Do you hear that? Jesus Christ at the end of the celebration will be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And you know what happens as soon as he's crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords? I would say instantly. I can't prove that. I'm just believing that. And it will be something close. He gets on that white stallion that's waiting, prancing probably. And he takes the trip from the heavens down to this earth with all that sainted company behind him. Also, all of us riding white horses. And we come to put an end to the Antichrist, to put an end to the false prophet, and to set up his kingdom on the earth. Now, you got to understand, the thousand-year millennial reign is a completion of the seven-day week of the seven-year plan of the Heavenly Father. We've had 6,000 years somewhere close behind us, and the next 1,000 will be the millennial Sabbath. It'll be a Sabbath where Jesus rules the whole earth. See, God does everything orderly. Have you ever really understood that? 6,000 years, and now the next 7,000 year will be Jesus reigning over the earth and setting up his kingdom. It will be a millennial Sabbath, a millennial Sabbath. And you want to know why you ought to keep the Sabbath day holy? Because the Sabbath day is a holy day. And if you're not keeping the Sabbath day holy, are you ready to be part of the millennial kingdom? I would ask that question if I was you. I won't ask it for you. But I'll tell you one thing, it's a very dangerous thing to think about. Now, the seven-year tribulation will be going on the earth at the same time that we will be celebrating the marriage supper. Now, I believe the people on earth during the tribulation will be able to look up and see this mass event in the heavens and hear the music coming down melodious and marvelous and sweet and heavenly. Well, you say, Brother Chambers, I don't believe people will be able to look up into heaven during the tribulation. Well, read Revelation chapter 6. When you see the kings hiding themselves and saying to the mountains, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. They see him on the throne. They see into the heavens. Oh, yes. The heavens and the earth will be opened. The earth and hell will be opened. And all of everything will be coming to a fullness of judgment. You are talking about a grand day. You say, I don't believe that. All right, call, let's talk about it. Ask any question you want to ask. Now, I want to go ahead now. We're almost half the way through. The lines are open. And I want you to call. Grab your phone. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Toll free, 1-800-338-7884. I'll put it up here for just a moment now. Not going to leave it up long, so grab your pencil, okay? I want you to be able to know you've got the numbers and to call me if you can, if you will. I really want to hear from you. I want to hear from you seriously. I do. I want to hear from you. I want to answer your question. I want to get into all of this great truth. Now, you say, can you imagine, do you really believe that the people on earth during the tribulation will know that we, oh yes, the Bible speaks of the devil blaspheming the heavens and the people in heaven. The Bible speaks of the devil blaspheming the heavens and the people in heaven during the tribulation period. Oh yes, friend, you got to understand, this world is going to be an open place. And if you miss this, you are missing the grandest time. I wouldn't miss it for the world. The world has nothing that would buy my attention away from this bridal celebration, this glorious day. Why did Jesus tell the story of the 10 virgins? He did it to try to wake you up, to try to tell you that it's possible to miss this grand and wonderful event. Now, let me take you to Matthew 22 and 11, okay? Matthew 22, grab your phone. I'm waiting for you to call. You're important to me, and I really do want to hear from you. I want to try to answer your question. 22 and 11. And when the king came in to see the guest, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou in not having a wetting garment? And he was speechless. Can you imagine? Somebody, well, you know, Jesus is trying to show that there's no way you don't attend this wedding unless you have on the wedding garment. Are you listening to me? I'm amazed that the phone's not ringing off with people excited about knowing more about the wedding celebration and making sure you are living for Jesus only, and that your life is hid with Christ in God, and that you're serving Him with all of your heart, that the fire of the Holy Spirit is in your heart, that you have on the wedding garment, that there's oil in your vessel. See, there's one thing after the other that he deals with concerning this great day of the wedding. The Bible says he's coming after church without spot, or blemish, or wrinkle, or any such thing. Coming after a church without spot, or wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing. He made it plain he's coming after church with oil in their vessel, on fire. What does oil represent in the Bible? It represents the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the work of God's Holy Ghost in your life. Now, are you gonna get concerned about these things and get on the stick and get your life hid with God in Christ and get close to the cross? The lines are open. I am waiting for your call. I want you on the line with me today. I want to hear from you. You are important, okay? So grab your phone, call quickly. I'm waiting here to hear from you. I'll answer your question the best I know how. What a day. What a day. What a day. Grab your phone. Oh, I'm looking forward to this grand moment. You see, Jesus has been planning this moment all through the Bible. Did you know all through the Bible it talks about this day, this great celebration? Even Abraham, the Bible said, was looking for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker was God. I mean, he was living for this. He was excited about this. He was ready for this. He was getting himself right with it and ready. Now, how many of you want to know when the day of the Lord in the biblical sense really is? The day of the Lord. See, the day of the Lord is a period of time that starts with the rapture and goes all the way through the thousand-year millennial reign till the new heaven and the new earth is all situated, and all of God's saints are on the new heaven and the new earth or in the city of Jerusalem. And then Jesus, according to Matthew 25, will deliver up the kingdom to the Father, and he will again become subject to the Father. Isn't that beautiful? And so the day of the Lord is from the time of the rapture to the time that it's all finished and Jesus turns it back over to the Father. And that is on the CD that I've got offering you today. A CD of a Wednesday night Bible study. And all you got to grab your phone and call right now and get a copy of that. Will you do that? I want to give 100 of them at least to you. If you're on Facebook, please share this with others. Please share this with others and then call to get you yourself a free copy of this CD on the day of the Lord. This period of time. I think I make it as plain as it can be made. And we have questions and answers. And the congregation is involved in the study. We pick all of them up on the mics so that you have it all. And it's a beautiful study for you to just sit down and enjoy. I'm kind of watching the phone because I'm expecting you to grab that phone and ask me some tough questions about this marriage supper. How many of you out there believe it's going to be in heaven? It's going to be there in the Father's house. In the Father's house. Wow. What a day that's going to be. Grab your phone. Waiting for your call. 704-391-0588. 704-391. I forget to take that down. My wife will be in here after me in a minute. She watches after me and these kind of things, and I couldn't stand to be without it. Hey, listen, I want you involved and ready. How many of you you know that you're ready to go up with Christ to the marriage supper? How many of you know you're ready? No doubt about it. You are so living until you can hardly expect, hardly handle having to put off. You just are so excited and living for this day of the marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, what a day. I don't think there's been enough preaching on it because I don't find enough interest in it. I'm afraid we take some of these wonderful things so casual and so careless. And I wish we didn't do that. I really do. I want you to get excited. I want you to be in the middle. I want you to live in so abandoned to the things of the Lord and the things of Christ. So the phone lines are open, waiting for your call, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. What is that question that really digs at you that you would like to ask? I'd like to hear it. I really would. I love to get into the Bible and really look at things that are in the Scripture. Now, this great marriage is going to be in heaven. I don't think anybody much doubts that. Maybe there are more than I understand. But I think we all understand that. Listen to what the psalmist David said. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her for His palaces. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. I'm telling you, the city of God is a majestic place, and you do not want to miss this grand event that's going to occur. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's going to occur. You say, when? Well, we're just going to believe it's coming. Now, let me give you another passage that's breathtaking. This is Psalms 46. This is really talking about that marriage supper. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have touching the king, the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer, David says. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured forth from thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thighs, O mighty, O most mighty, with me, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. He goes on to say, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. And look at the garments that the queen is going to be wearing. All thy garments smell of myrrh. This is the queen dressed for the bridegroom. And all thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of the ivory palaces where thy heart is made glad. Now, I'm going to let you keep calling. Let me take this call. We want to hear from you. You are important. We want you involved in this wonderful study. It will affect your life. And you're on the air. May I help you? I'm sorry. I had to cut you on a little bit late there. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you great.
All right. You are saying that the Word of God says that during the tribulation, we will be celebrating with Christ in the marriage supper of the Lamb. Is that correct?
Exactly. I'm saying that the marriage supper of the Lamb is simultaneous with the seven-year tribulation on the earth.
All right. My question is this. That's very, very wonderful to know. That makes me want to cry. It's so wonderful.
It is. It's exciting. See, most people have never even thought about this, but I've heard this all my life.
Now, living in dangerous times, does the Holy Scriptures say just what we will have to go through before Christ returns? And it gets so bad. I know there's a scripture on He will go with us through the fire. We will not be burned, neither will we be singed. Neither will there be the smell of smoke upon us.
Well, see, there will be...
Jesus is going to come and get us in the midst of a nuclear holocaust on our nation.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Let me help you now.
What are you saying?
The rapture is the next event on God's calendar. The rapture will be before the seven-year tribulation period begins. The teaching that the rapture takes place in the middle of the 7 years, or some say the pre-wrath, is erroneous. It has never been the true doctrine of the evangelical or fundamental church. The fundamental Bible-believing church has been preaching the rapture before the tribulation many years before I was saved. And I've been saved 65 years. I never heard nothing else until just a few years ago. And it's just a false doctrine that the rapture does not take place before the 7 years. We will be at the marriage supper the whole 7 years that the tribulation is going on down here.
All right. Okay. So the Holy Scriptures support what you're saying, that we are not going to taste one bit of the tribulation. We'll be gone.
Well, there's going to be tribulation till the great tribulation starts. See, we're in tribulation right now. There's always been tribulation. But there is a distinction between normal, regular tribulation that God's saints have always had to live in and the great tribulation. Jesus named it in Matthew 24, the great tribulation. And he made it plain it was according to Daniel's vision, which allowed for 1 7-year period of the great tribulation.
Yeah. Pastor, one more question.
Okay, I will do my best to answer.
My son, I'm 70 and my son is 50, and he's concerned about the future of our granddaughter. And she's 17, and she has lots of questions, and he doesn't want her to lose hope. You know, in life, she'll be going to college in a year and a half if Christ does not return.
Well, see, what we understand is, we all are living as though we could go in the rapture today, but we also living as though we're going to be here for who knows until he comes. So we ought to be ready to go and ready to stay at all times. Ready to go or ready to stay. If your little granddaughter is living for Jesus, she can live for Jesus. She can go to school. If she meets the right person, she can get married. She can start a family. But live in preparation at any moment to cancel every other plan and go up in the rapture.
Yes.
That's how we're supposed to live. I want to start a classical Pentecostal college. Would you do that, Reverend Chambers, if God gave you the money tomorrow? If this church would agree with me, we would start a classical Pentecostal college expecting the rapture to happen before we could get the first building built.
Yes.
But we would work as though we had a long time, but live as though we had 5 seconds.
Yes, that's scriptural.
That's how we're supposed to live.
God tells us to occupy till he comes.
I fought for Hillary Clinton to be defeated in the election, because I don't want America to keep going in the direction it was going under Obama. And somebody said, but the rapture is going to take place. Why are you worried? I am responsible to help occupy till Jesus comes. And so I'm to hold the devil at bay to the best of my ability under the power of the Holy Ghost with all the other saints, and to keep this nation the best we can until the rapture takes place.
Yes. Pastor, this question concerns my son, and it also concerns me. I think I know the answer, but I would like to have it confirmed by a pastor. In Revelations, when it talks about Babylon the Great has fallen. Pastor, do you think that is referring to America, and before that happens, Christ will come and get us out of here?
No, ma'am. That has nothing to do with America. That has to do with the world economy, the whole world economic system, the whole world political system. It has to do with an Antichrist one world government. And
okay.
Their headquarters will probably be in a rebuilt city that is ancient Babylon. I've always believed that. And if the rapture takes place, they'll build that city so quick, it will hardly be believable. And the Antichrist will have his capital there, but it will be destroyed. And America has nothing to do with Babylon, and Babylon has nothing to do with America. There's not 1 ounce of proof about that in the Bible. And God don't teach things that he don't prove emphatically.
Right. So we're to live like Christ could return at any moment, because the times are so...
Yes, ma'am.
But we go ahead and expect Christ to return, but go ahead and occupy until he does.
Exactly. My wife and I have been married 62 years. We are just deeply in love. We're doing our best to take care of each other. We hope to be together until the rapture and go up in the great rapture. You know, and so we just doing our best to love everybody, love our children. We've got grandchildren that are desperate to be saved. We're fasting and praying for them with all our heart. In fact, I believe, according to Acts 2, that God is about to turn the sun off for 3 hours. I think it'll be 3 hours. I don't know that. It may be longer than that. It may be shorter than that. But it won't be so long as to destroy the earth, because there's too many other things that's got to happen. God has a whole series of things that's got to happen. So one after the other, they're going to start. And I'm looking this year for God to turn this sun to darkness and to shake this world, because this world has got to come back to fear God again.
Yes. Pastor, I know we're headed into some unusual times.
Troublesome time, and they're going to get worse by the hour. And I'm going to have to go here because I've taken longer than usual, and I've given up some other calls. Let me try to get them on. Thank you for calling me.
Thank you.
And God bless you. God bless you. Give us a call now. I know I had a call or two that had to hang up. Oh, you didn't have to, but you did. Call back right now. I want to answer your question. That lady had some good questions. That was a good conversation. I love those kinds of conversations because it's helping all of you. It's helping all of you. I'm teaching people that may never ask a question themselves, but she asked me for them. And so I consider all of her questions being for many of you that have questions out there. So grab your phone. I'm here to help you. You are important, and I will give you the best of my time. Now, tomorrow morning, I'm preaching a soul-winning sermon, and I'm expecting people to be saved. I know that there's some sinners coming tomorrow that are not living for Christ, and I'm not putting them down when I say the word sinners. But if you don't know Jesus, you're lost. And if you're lost, please don't let yourself stay in that condition. I'm telling you, it's dangerous. It's late. It's later than you think, my friend. You on the air. All right, call me quickly. They're still busy. That's okay. I want you on the line as quickly as I can. I want to help you. I want to answer your questions. See, there's so little good Bible information out there. The reason I put so much on Facebook, and I'm after trying to reach everybody I can. These sermons go all over the globe. We got listeners in Australia, all kinds of places. And every one of you listening to me, you got to become partner with me. I don't want to leave radio. But I'm not getting my radio caught up because nobody's helping me like they need to. Now, I'm getting new people. I'm getting new help. But I need about 500 new helpers. Would you join the partnership of this ministry? At least 500 of you right now. Make up your mind. I'm going to become a partner with Pastor Chambers. I'm going to help him. I'm going to help him. I want you to help. I want you to be on the stick with me. The phones are open right now. 704-391 0588 704-391-0588 and the toll-free number 1-800-338-7884, and you're on. May I help you, please?
Reverend Chambers?
Yes.
This is Joel Colsey.
This is who?
Joel Colsey.
Okay, may I help you?
Hey, I'm down in Alabama. I was just calling. My mother had a change of address. I was given that.
Well, you need to give that to the ladies because I'm on the radio, okay?
Are you on the radio?
Yes. You're talking to the world right now.
All right.
All right, stay on the line and we'll get them on with you, okay? So hold the line. I'm going to put him on hold. Let me find the right button. He's on hold. Ladies, help him. Call us quickly. I want to help you. I want to help you. You are important to us. Listen to me. The rapture is imminent. The rapture is imminent. If the rapture don't happen imminent, I promise you that sun's fixing to go out. God is going to turn it to darkness. He said before the great and notable day of the Lord's come. And I believe the way he said that can be interpreted right before or right after. I really do. Right before or right after. I'm not trying to say anything's got to happen for the rapture. He could come right now. But I'm looking as I wait for him to come to turn that sun into darkness. And to shake America and the world to the foundation of their being. until they will realize there is a God up in heaven. And this God is not to be toyed with. He's not to be ignored. We're not to treat him as though he's just a granddaddy or some old man up there that don't know what he's doing. He is God. He's the creator. He is sovereign over this universe. And I'm promising you, it's later than you think. Now, we've got time for maybe 4 or 5 calls. Grab your phone. Don't wait another minute. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Grab your phone right now and call. I want to talk to you. I want to answer your question. I want to help you understand this bridal celebration. Hey, I'm giving you a CD of the Day of the Lord study on a Wednesday night. The Day of the Lord study on a Wednesday night, and a beautiful timeline in color of the church in the book of Revelation. You talk about a nice gift. That is a nice gift. And every one of you out there need it. So grab your phone right now. The ladies will stay here as long as the phone rings, and get your name. If we have your address already, you'll still need to give us your zip code. But call us quickly. We just want to hear from you. You are important. I want to answer your question. And we got lines open. You know, I take these deep, big subjects, and I give you all kinds of information. And so many of you have never really discussed this. Why don't you start discussing this with your pastor? Get him involved in discussing this. Get him a copy of this CD and this timeline that I'm giving, and take it to him and tell him you want him to start preaching to your church about the great marriage supper. When I got saved 65 years ago, they preached about the marriage supper. They taught us about the marriage supper. Those things was important to us and to the church in that day. And they're important today. And you on the line, may I help you, please?
Yes, Dr. Chambers, I have a question. A lot of Christians are afraid that we're going to have people killed by a Christian before the rapture. What is your opinion?
Would you ask that question again and try to say it real clear now? I didn't quite get all your words.
Okay, a lot of Christians that I talk to think the Christians will be persecuted, killed, or trapped.
Well, yes, I think there'll be a lot of persecution if Jesus tarries. That won't be the rapture, but I've said for many years that it's going to get so bad that you're going to think you already in the tribulation when the rapture hasn't even taken place, so the tribulation hasn't started. The tribulation is the judgment of the wicked. The tribulation, the great tribulation, is not the judgment of the church. We shall not be here for the tribulation of the world. God has never judged the church and the world at the same time. He didn't judge Noah and the world at the same time. He had Noah to build an ark. He didn't judge Lot down in Sodom and Gomorrah at the same time. He got Lot out of the city. I mean, that's been God's doings all through church history. So God never judges the righteous and the wicked at the same time. But are the righteous going to suffer? Yes. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be hated. We're going to be despised. There are Christians being killed every day around this world because people hate Christians so bad. But when the tribulation starts, that's going to be God judging the wicked.
I just tell people, well, you're saved. The Lord will take care of you. And after it's soon, it's just soon. It is back, and it could be before we hang this conversation up.
Well, he could come at any moment. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate your call. Now, let's have another call or two real quick. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. The marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, while you are calling, I want to read every one of these again. I'll be watching for the ladies to let me know if you call. So grab your phone. Don't wait. Please quickly. Number one. The rapture, the marriage supper, will occur in heaven, in the Father's city, in the Father's house. The whole city of heaven is called the Father's house. I mean, it's going to be in heaven, no doubt about it. Number two, the banquet hall will be in New Jerusalem. that great blessed city where the saints are going to inherit and will come down to the earth after the 1,000-year millennial reign. There's probably a great banquet hall in the middle of that city. I mean, just a huge acres and acres, miles and miles of banquet provision. And that's where I think the marriage supper will be. So Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. He wasn't just talking about the city to live in. He's talking about the place for the banquet. Because he said, I'm coming to get you. That where I am, there you may be also. Can't be down here. Because he said, I'm preparing a place and I'm going to come get you and you'll be with me. Isn't that beautiful? There's no question about that. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place. Now, Jesus Christ will be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords at the conclusion of that great marriage supper. Remember that now. He will be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Again, the 7-year tribulation period will be going on down here. The great 7-year marriage supper will be going on up there. The people down here will be able to look up there and see and hear us. The devil will blaspheme the saints in heaven, the Bible says. He will be so angry at us up there while he's down here going through hell and trying to have a new world order and trying to turn it into something eternal. And of course, it all falls apart. So don't forget that now. Very important. The bride will be shouting and singing and the world will hear us. Whew. Do you understand that? Do you understand that the event in heaven will be the antithesis? The antithesis, the exact opposite of the things going on down here, the great judgment. Now, friend, I don't want you to miss it. I really don't. This Bible is breathtaking. It is so full with excitement and joy of these great, great events, these great happenings. I'm going to take you just a moment while you're calling. All right, we'll take a call. If you call, please know I will come to you immediately and you are on the air. May I help you, please? May I help you, please?
Reverend Chambliss.
Yes.
I want to know, in the rapture, if the parents of the children are not saved, what will happen to the children?
Children of saved men and women, children who has a saved mommy or a saved daddy, and they are sanctified by the life that that mama and daddy is teaching them to live. Those children, though they haven't reached the age of accountability, and they've not had an experience of being born again yet, they will go with mama and daddy in the rapture. Now, this is only if they're under the age of accountability. The children of unsaved mommies and daddies will be left here, and mama and daddy will need to take the mark of the beast to feed them. Nothing is sadder in the rapture, and to study the rapture, than to know that children of unsaved people will not go up in that rapture. That is not even thinkable. And let me tell you now, the Bible verse that you can go and read to prove this to anybody that asks you, okay? These are Jesus' words. These are the words of the Son of God. Let me make sure I find the right location. And woe, this is the words of Jesus, Matthew 24:19. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Woe unto them that are with child. That means they're pregnant. They're with child. Or they give suck. That means the child has already been born. Woe to them, he says.
Yes, Lord.
So there's no question. That also is in the book of Luke. Same thing. Book of Luke, chapter 21. Well, it's just no question. And people have had that false teaching. Where did that come from? It gives people a false security. It makes that ungodly man and woman out there who've got a bunch of children. I may not go in the rapture, but my kids will be going. No, they won't. If mama or daddy one doesn't sanctify them by holy life, those children, unsaved children who've not reached the age of accountability will not go. And then what if you got a 12-year-old? And you go, but he don't go. You got to get your children saved, my friend. Because once they reach age of accountability, they have to give an account for themselves. And that's not something to play with. Are you there?
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Folks, I'm telling you, we are near the time of his coming. Do you understand that? We are near the time of his coming. Well, I stay on there. I was going to read you in the book of Revelation where we're going. You know, the place where we're going is so breathtaking. I go to reading these things and I can't understand it. Hallelujah. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared, notice, as a bride adorned for her husband. That city is prepared for the bride. That's why the marriage supper is going to be there, because it's prepared for the bride. Couldn't imagine the marriage supper being anywhere but in the treasure city that is prepared for the bride. Does that help anybody? I hope you're hearing that. I really do. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. The tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, and there shall be no more sorrow, nor crying, nor former things shall anything anymore pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Listen to that. Behold, I make all things new. What a day that's going to be. What a day. What a day. Are you ready for the bridal celebration? Could I help you right now? Give your heart to Jesus. You can get right down on your knees right where you're at. If you're in a car, stop beside the road. You and your family, and bow your heads and say, let's all give our heart to Christ right now, because it's almost over. It's almost over. If you're in a business, then get out to your car and crank it and get the air conditioning going and repent and get your heart right with God. Get your heart right with God. Wherever you're at, don't wait. Don't wait. Well, I'm telling you, don't wait. It's late. Don't wait. It's late. It's later than you think. Now, I love you, folks. I brought you this program today. I'm starting next week an 8-point series on the Antichrist, the devil, and the end time prophecy. Antichrist, the devil, and end time prophecy. And next week, the program is going to be about the many religions that are being fostered by demons. The many religions that are being fostered by demons. The many doctrines of religion that are being fostered by demons. That's what we're going to talk about next week. And you don't want to miss that one. I'm telling you, if God ever laid one on my heart, he laid that one on my heart. And I'm going to do my best to be a blessing to you. You are important to me, and I know I got to go. Hey, keep calling. The ladies will take your call as long as the phone rings. Some are already on lines. Now grab your phone. You'll have the free CD of the Day of the Lord, the exact beginning and ending of the Day of the Lord. It'll help you. It will help you. I want you to have a copy and that wonderful timeline. I love you. I want you in church tomorrow, and I want you as my partner. I really do. I want you as my partner. You need to be my partner. You need to be my partner, and you need to be blessed by the things of the Lord, your life committed and surrendered to Jesus Christ, friend. I'm telling you, the coming of the Lord is at the door. The coming of the Lord is at the door, and I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait for that blessed moment, that wonderful moment when Jesus comes in the door.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. And he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. And I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. But then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And then somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Oh, he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. And he pledged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. And I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, and about the angels singing, and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing under the song of victory.